Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today. Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, their real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
So as far as AI, Mike Novogratz told us that there will be an AI boom. Mm-hmm. I mean, bust.
Absolutely.
Bubble. AI bubble, right? And it'll pop eventually. And he also said that, you know, NVIDIA and Microsoft, two companies that would be good to invest in as far as leading the way on artificial intelligence.
I think I heard that before somewhere.
Perhaps.
What do I know? So is there too much hype behind artificial intelligence? And will we see a market correction, you know, punish mm-hmm. artificial intelligence? Because even, I mean, the stock market this year was really has gone up off of artificial intelligence hype, mm-hmm. really, from the tech stocks, for sure. I mean, tech stocks have driven the larger stock market as a whole.
Yep.
So, are we in for a NFT type situation with AI?
Absolutely. Now I'm gonna go crazy on this one. When I did the talk with him and Kathy at InvestFest, he said 17 to 18 months. And if we're gonna be super honest, these boom and hype cycles that lead to busts happen. So when crypto, I remember at one time people were telling me the Russell 2000 was a better category to invest in the S&P 500. I'm like, but if you haven't been in these markets long enough, you don't see that those mid caps eventually fall. Then we went through it, of course, with NFTs, and we're going to see it in AI probably in 18 to 24 months. The ones that are great, OpenAI, Anthropic, Google has their foot in the race, and I'm hearing, shout out to the good folks over at Meta, that they have something that they're working on that they're going to release probably end of year. Those would be the big four. Every category of business, every sector has a big four. The race is to get that lion's share. So now that that's carved out, eventually there'll be one in healthcare. There'll be a couple in music that has an impact. There'll probably be one in film. I would love to see what they do in oil and gas. But the other ones that are basing their valuations off being off AI alone, it's probably 15 apps that I have on my phone that were not AI companies last year. And then after OpenAI came out, they got a chance to get all this funding. It's never a good place to be in when you are a copy or a replica of another business. So I can't wait for this boom to happen because it's needed. And this is what happens when you have too much capital floating around. But if I'm going to be very honest, this is the fault of venture capitalists. No one wants us to have the conversation, and we need to, but they funded the crypto bubble. They funded the WorldCom Tech 2000 bubble. They funded part of the housing crisis bubble, then crypto, then NFT, then AI. But no one ever goes to say, where is capital being deployed from to go into these projects that will allow them to run net negative for 4 years, but be one of the greatest companies of all time? But it brings to us to a bigger point. I was told this past weekend, too, the reason why they won't announce that we're in a recession, because if they do, the lid will get uncovered and most of the pension funds are insolvent. So money and capital eventually has to move, and it never dies. It's always deployed somewhere. But when you are seeing things talked about too much, that's when you know all the money has left it. Notice when Deutsche Bank got into crypto, JP Morgan got into crypto, State Street, Vanguard is now putting their arms and money into crypto. They never made an announcement, never went on CNBC, never went on Bloomberg, never went on Reuters to say anything about it. They just did it very quietly and behind the scenes. So, this bubble will pop in about 18 to 24 months, and then we'll have some real players that actually have an impact and really solve a real problem come in, and they'll thrive.
Well, the real players are the real players already, I feel like.
They're there.
There's not going to be a newcomer. Well, there might be a newcomer who can help in the space, but the players are going to be the players. Mm-hmm. It's going to be NVIDIA, right, because of what they do with their GPUs. It's going to be Microsoft. It's going to be Google. It's going to be Amazon. And
it's going to be Meta.
I was just going to say, we're going to get into Meta, because even if you look what they're doing in terms of the healthcare space, if you look at what she's trying to do, it's going to require over 1,000 GPUs, and who makes the fastest GPUs?
Yep.
And right now, NVIDIA. Yeah. So if we're looking, and they're planning for 100 years from now.
That's why I keep saying no one's thinking about 5-6 year cycles. You know,
they're planning for 100 years from now. Yes. This is going to be the technology that leads it. The companies that are here that are doing it at the highest level and the most efficient level. I mean, it's going to be tough to. They're so far ahead now that it's going to be tough to outpace them.
And we see this with labels. Any person that gets hot gets acquired by Sony, Universal, like one of the big boys. Like a shout out to Raucous Records. Nobody at Raucous, when Puff was running around selling Mace album, no one at Raucous was doing $9 million. That's just like Interscope's going to have their name. Like you can't, in American society and American capitalism, a lesson I've learned early, you're going to have to pay the VIG somewhere. Even when I go to Mexico, people are like, man, what do? If the police pull you over and they charge you $100 just to go, it's never happened to me. Thank God. But every time I'm in Mexico, they're like, you can either just pay now or do like you do in America and go to court and pay double. At some point, you're not going to make $1 billion and not have to pay Google, Amazon, Tesla, Meta. You're going to have to pay that tech toll road at some point or not be on a big platform. Go check on Fresh and Fit and see how they're doing, if they like being on Rumble. Stomach been rumbling ever since they got demonetized.
What are they doing? They're on Rumble?
They got kicked off of YouTube.
I think they got demonetized.
That's damn the same thing. You can promote, but Rashad, you ever looked at Myron and be like, yo, you that dude?
Patreon?
Yeah, streaming platform. Yeah.
So they're behind paywall right now.
Yep.
Did do Speed over at Rumble?
Yeah. Yeah, I think got to do that. And Axe over there.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. And a couple other right wing people.
Right wing.
Gonna be tough. But yeah, I mean, right. Going back to Priscilla, when I had that post put up, they are trying to solve a real problem. Like,
yeah,
and there's going to be a big migration from everyone in tech to healthcare. That's the real bag. I keep going back to that poison index. Nobody copy that, please. Food, alcohol, drugs, pharmaceutical, for all the diseases that are prevalent in our society. Like, and I was looking the other day, I'm like, where can you even get watermelons in Texas that are seeded? If you look at commercial production of watermelons since 1990, seeded watermelons have dropped by 97%. Hmm. Like, as a kid, you couldn't go in any, you go in a hood grocery store in 1989, 1992 and get a seeded watermelon. It's tough now. It's hard to go in Sprouts and get one. So they migrated to food or pharma or the music business. And everyone who's made all of their money in tech when interest rates were at 0 to 3%, because all the easy capital is gone, they're going to transfer their way over to healthcare and take over those spaces as well. Mark and Priscilla just kind of navigating. And for everyone who is criticizing it, yeah. I get the criticism, but his wife is a doctor.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.